A Plague of Frogs, Episode 4, A Bed of Roses. I have been doing some research. This is not, I should make clear, a casual undertaking. I am 80 years old. Research at 80 involves sitting down first. The research concerns roses, specifically what was in the tin before what is currently in the tin was in the tin. The answer is considerable. There was a lime barrel, green wrapper. There was a marzipan in red foil. There was a Montelimar, chewy nougat in milk chocolate, green foil twist, which I am reasonably confident nobody under the age of 50 has ever heard of. There was a Turkish delight, dark purple foil, rectangular, not the bar, a chocolate. The distinction matters. There was a coffee cream, which I acknowledge divided opinion, and which in some in the household, I name no names, considered the closest thing to eating poo, available in a seasonal tin. She was not entirely wrong. There was Brazilian darkness, a chewy toffee square coated in dark chocolate, red wrapper, gold edges. I need to sit with that for a moment. Brazilian darkness. Someone named that. Someone was paid to sit in a room and arrive at the words Brazilian darkness. And everyone in that room agreed. I find this, unexpectedly, the most reassuring thing I have learned all week. However, I was forced to write. Dear Cadbury, I write on the matter of roses, specifically the ones that are no longer in it. I have recently conducted a census of the historical contents of the roses tin, and I wish to register, formally, my findings. The current box contains 9 varieties. 9. 2 of them are hazelnut. I have nothing against the hazelnut. The hazelnut is a very fine nut, but it is not a lime barrel. The lime barrel was green, a sharp particular green, the green of something that intended to be tart and then followed through. You could identify it from across the room, from across a decade, in fact. I have not seen a lime barrel since maybe 1994, and I can still see the wrapper with perfect clarity. Whereas the signature truffle, red with blue edges, which has been in the box since 2013, remains to me essentially anonymous. I wish also to raise the orange cream. Not the current tangy orange cream, which is a different proposition entirely, a fondant, serviceable, inoffensive present. I mean the original orange cream, which had, in the words of nobody at Mondelez International, a soul. The difference between the two is the difference between a letter and a text message. Both communicate, but only one is worth keeping. There was also a marzipan, red foil, dark chocolate. Marzipan, as I am sure you are aware, is an acquired taste. The acquiring takes time. It requires, at a minimum, several Christmases, one grandmother, and the dawning realization that the things she once rejected were, in fact, the very point. You have removed the marzipan, even before a new generation could acquire it. I consider this a form of cultural vandalism. I appreciate this may seem strong. I stand by it. And then there is the Montelimar. Chewy nougat, milk, chocolate, green foil twist. A word of French origin, denoting a confection from the Drôme region. Found in its day inside a tin of assorted chocolates purchased from a supermarket in Cardiff for £4.50. This was, by any measure, a kind of miracle. The miracle has been quietly discontinued. No announcement, no ceremony, no forwarding address. I'm not asking for all of them back. I understand the economics. I think I understand focus groups, shelf metrics, the relentless hospitality of a hazelnut. I am asking only that you acknowledge what the tin once contained, that these things existed, that they were, in their way, a complete picture of something. What I am describing, Mr. Cadbury, is not nostalgia. It is an inventory. Yours in continued correspondence and green foil remembrance. K. Butler, Mr. Aged 80, still in possession of the button tin, still in possession of a lime barrel. A reply arrived. Dear Mr. Butler, we were not anticipating the Montélimar. We are really caught off guard, but you have managed it twice now. You are correct that the tin once held considerably more than 9 varieties. There was a period in the range when it mounted to 20, and each had a shape, each had, as you have observed, a kind of intention. The lime barrel intended to be lime, wholeheartedly, without apology. We accept that what replaced it doesn't share that commitment. Regarding the marzipan, you are not wrong about grandmother's. It was, we will confess, a chocolate that required a relationship. It was not, as current parlance has it, immediately accessible. The decision to remove it was made on the basis of sales data. The sales data did not capture what it meant to find one in a tin at Christmas when, if you were old enough, at last you wanted it. We note this. We note it rather late. On the matter of Brazilian darkness. Yes, someone named that. His name, we are told, was Derek. Regrettably, Derek is no longer with us. Neither is the Brazilian darkness. We feel, on reflection, that the two losses are not unconnected. We cannot bring back the lime barrel. We cannot bring back the Montélimar, the marzipan, the original orange cream, or Derek. We can tell you they were there. We can tell you that they mattered. We consider this, in the absence of anything more practical, the least we can do. The tin is still broadly blue. We consider this a continuity. Yours in inherited wistfulness and departmental solidarity, Customer Relations, Mondelez International. P.S. We asked Derek's family. They say he would have been pleased to be mentioned. We thought you should know.